Wisdom, stand aright, let us attend.
Likeness, and the fruit tree bearing fruit, whose seed is in it, according to his tried the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he cast it into the water, and the water was sweetened. There he established in his ordinances and judgments, and there he proved him and said, Thou indeed hear the voice of the Lord thy God, and do things pleasing before him, and will hearken to his commands, and keep all his ordinances. Know the deeds which I have brought upon the Egyptians will I bring upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God who healeth thee. And they came to Elam, and there were there 12 fountains of water and 70 stands of palm trees. And they encamped there by the waters, and they departed from Elam. And all the congregation of the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sin.
O God, who hast created the world, I have appeared in the world, that thou lightest and lightest both in God.
Say, here I pray, the Lord has sent me to Jordan. But Elisha said, as the Lord not be so. And it came to pass, as they were going, they went on talking, and behold, a chariot of fire, and horses of fire, and it separated between them both. And Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind, as it were, into heaven. And Elijah saw and cried, Father, Father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. He took hold of his garments, and rent them into two pieces. And Elijah took up the mantle of Elijah, which fell from off him upon Elisha. And Elisha returned, and stood upon the brink of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah, which fell from off him, and smote the water, and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And he smote the waters, and were divided hither and thither, and he went over.
The reading is from the fourth book of Kings.
Blessed are God.
There came Naaman, prince of the king of Assyria, with his chariots and horses, and stood at the door of the house of Elijah. And Elijah sent a messenger to him, saying, Go and wash seven times in Jordan, and thy flesh shall return to thee, and thou shalt be cleansed. And Naaman was angry, and departed, saying, Behold, I said, He will by all means come out to me and stand and call on the name of his God and lay his hand upon the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Bethir, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not go and wash in them and be cleansed? And he turned and went out with rage. But his servant came near and said to him, Suppose the prophet had spoken a great thing to thee, wouldst thou not perform it? Yet he hath but said to thee, Wash and be cleansed. So Naaman went down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, according to the word of Elisha, and his flesh returned to him as the flesh of a little child, and he was cleansed.
In the abundance of thy mercy,
messenger to be formed to Esau, his brother. thy brother Esau, and lo, he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him. And Jacob was greatly terrified, and was perplexed, and he divided the people that was with him, and the cows, and the camels, and the sheep, into two camps. And Jacob said, Esau, he come to one camp and smite it, the other camp shall be in safety. And Jacob said, O Lord God of my father Isaac, thou art he who said to me, depart quickly to the land of thy birth, and I will do thee good. Let there be to me a sufficiency of all the justice and the truth which thou hast brought with thy servant, for with this my staff I pass over this Jordan.
Which God
reading is from Exodus.
Let us pray.
The daughter of Pharaoh came down to the river to bathe, and her maids walked by the river's side, and when she saw the ark in the ooze, she sent her maid and took it up. And when she opened it, she saw the babe weeping in the ark. And the daughter of Pharaoh had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrew's children. And his sister said to the daughter of Pharaoh, wilt thou that I call to thee a nurse of the Hebrews, and she shall suckle the child for thee? And the daughter of Pharaoh said to her, take care of this child and suckle him for me, and I will give thee the wages. And the woman took the child and suckled him. And when the boy was grown, she brought him to the daughter of Pharaoh, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, saying, I took him out of the water.
Wisdom.
The reading is from Judges.
Let us again.
Gideon said unto God, if thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said, behold, I put a fleece of wool upon the threshing floor. If there be dew on the fleece only, and drop on all the ground, I shall know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said. And it was so. And he rose up early in the morning, and wrung the fleece, and drew drop from the fleece a bowl full of water. And Gideon said unto God, let not, I pray thee, thine anger be kindled with me, and I will speak yet once. I will even yet make one trial more with the fleece. Yet now the drop be upon the fleece only, and there will be dew on all the dry ground. And God did so in that night, and there was drop on the fleece only, and on all the ground there was dew.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the third book of Kings.
Let us again.
Elijah said to the people, come near to me. And all the people came near to him. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of Israel, as the Lord spoke unto him, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And he built up the stones in the name of the Lord, and repaired the altar that had been broken down. And he made a trench that would hold 2 measures of seed round about the altar. And he piled the cut wood on the altar which he had made. And he divided the whole burnt offering, and laid it on the wood, and laid it in order on the altar, and said,
thee, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee, and I have formed thee, and given thee for a covenant of the nations, to establish the earth, and to cause to inherit the desert heritages, saying to those who are in bonds, go forth, and bidding those who are in darkness to show themselves, they shall be fed in all the ways, and in all the paths shall be their pasture. They shall not hunger, neither shall they thirst, neither shall they beat, nor the sun smite them. But he who hath mercy on them shall comfort them, and by fountains of water shall he lead them.
And I will make every man, every mountain a way, and every path a pasture to them. Behold, these shall come from afar, and these from the north and the west, and others from the land of the Persians. Rejoice, ye heavens, and let the earth be glad. Let the mountains break forth with joy. For the Lord hath had mercy on his people, and hath comforted the lowly ones of his people. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and the Lord hath forgotten me. Will a woman forget her child, so as not to have compassion upon the offspring of her womb? But if a woman should even forget these, yet I will not forget thee, saith the Lord.
Peace be unto the reader, to thy spirit.
Again and again, peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
I'm calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, Jeff, O Rose, and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and the region of Trachonitis, and Licinius, tetrarch of Abilene, while Annas and Caiaphas were high priests. The word of God came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness, and he went into all the region around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough ways smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." Then he said to the multitude that came out to be baptized to him, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I say to you that God is able to raise up children of Abraham from these stones. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." So the people asked him, saying, "What shall we do then?" He answered and said to them, "He who has two tunics, let him give to him who has none. And he who has food, let him do likewise." Then tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than what is appointed for you." Likewise the soldiers asked him, saying, "And what shall we do?" So he said to them, "Do not intimidate anyone or accuse falsely, and be content with your wages." Now as the people were in expectation and all reason in their hearts about John, whether he was the Christ or not, John answered, saying to all, "I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out the threshing floor and gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." And with many other exhortations, he preached to the people.
Brothers, crying upon the waters.
Thank you.
turn back empty until all the things which I will shall have been accomplished. And I will make my ways and my commands to succeed. For ye shall go forth with gladness, and shall be taught with joy. For the mountains and the hills shall exalt you to welcome you with joy. And all the trees of the field shall clap with their branches. And instead of the bramble shall come up the cypress. And instead of the nettle shall come up the myrtle. And the Lord shall be for a name and for an everlasting sign, and shall not fail.
Wisdom.
Greetings to the prophecy of Isaiah. Thus saith the Lord, draw ye therefore water with gladness out of the wellsprings of salvation, and in that day thou shalt say, give thanks to the Lord, and call aloud upon his name, proclaim his glory among the Gentiles, make mention that his name is exalted, give ye the name of the Lord, for he hath done high deeds. Declare these things throughout all the earth. Rejoice and be glad, ye who dwell in Zion, for the Holy One of Israel is exalted in the midst of you.
Wisdom.
Even as in the third tone, the Lord is my sight, my light, and my Savior, whom then shall I fear?
The Lord is my light and my Savior.
That followed them, and that rock was Christ.
by the divine operation of the descent of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For these waters, for the cleansing operations of the supreme being, and come down upon them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For these waters, and may be given the grace of redemption, the blessing of the Lord, by the power and operation of the descent of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us say to many swiftly crush beneath our feet, and that every counsel that is directed against us by the evil one, and you made us no effect, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
The evil deliver us from every attack and temptation of the adversary, and make us worthy of good things that are promised. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Life.
great art thou, O Lord, and marvelous are thy works. No words suffice to sing the praises of thy wonders. For thou by thine own will hast brought all things out of nothingness into being by thy power that is hold together with creation, by thy providence that is part of the world. Of four elements thou hast compounded the creation, with four seasons thou hast crowned the circuit of the year. All the spiritual powers tremble before thee, the sun sings thy praises, the moon glorifies thee, the stars supplicate thee, the light obeys thee, the deeps are afraid of thy presence, the fountains are thy servants. Thou hast stretched out the heavens like a curtain, thou hast established the earth upon the waters, thou hast walled about the sea with sand, thou hast poured forth the air that living things may breathe, the angelic powers minister to thee, the choirs of the archangels worship thee, the many-eyed cherubim and the six-winged seraphim stand around about thee, lying about hiding their faces in fear of thine unapproachable glory. Thou, the uncircumscribed God, without beginning, without speech, and beyond, has come upon the earth, taking the form of a servant, and being made in the likeness of a man. For thou, O Master, in thy merciful compassion, didst not bear to sin and trembling in the tyranny of the devil, but thou hast come and saved us. We confess thy grace, we proclaim thy mercy, we hide not thy beneficence. Thou hast set free the offspring of our time. Thou hast hallowed the virgin womb by thy nativity, and thine theophany, the whole creation sang thy praises. For thou, O our God, hast appeared on earth and dwelt among men. Thou hast sanctified the streams of the Jordan, sending down from on high the most holy spirit, and thou hast broken the heads of the dragon in therein.
Therefore, King Claude is mankind, come down with us and with thy holy spirit, and sanctify this water. Therefore, King Claude is mankind, come down with us and with thy holy spirit, and sanctify this water. Therefore, O King, who lovest mankind, come thou to ascend the Bible, the Spirit, and sanctify this water, and purify the grace of Jordan, the blessing, redemption, make it the source of incorruption, and life sanctification, for remission of sins and protection against disease and destruction to demons, and accessible to adverse powers filled with angelic light, that all those who draw near to it and partake of it, for the cleansing of their souls and bodies.
Spirit. John and the Jordan for our salvation through the prayers of the most pure Mother of all the saints. Have mercy on us and save us, for he is good and loving. And
you. Thank you. Shutting that door.